At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right, it's the captain, The Ticket, 93.7. Talking about hot stuff and brick houses. You don't want to put it in your stomach. It could be a
bad combination. I'm just telling you.
Hey, did anybody watch boxing?
Yeah, we did.
What do you think about that Spence and Ugas?
I'm disinterested until Spence gets in the ring with Bud.
Dang.
Like I need for that to happen so that we can get a clear. I mean, I love the idea of him saying, you know what, keep them belts warm for me. I'm coming to get them this year. It needs to happen. Like whoever's in the way, get out of the way.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen now.
Well, get out of the way. There's nobody else for them to fight. Right?
I mean, to me, this is the best fight in 25 years. As far as matchups. Okay, I'll go 20. As far as matchups, as far as being equally, you know, like when you had Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray, or you had Marvin Hagler.
Tommy Hearns. Yeah, you had a bunch of people.
Those were like, you knew it was about to be a war. We haven't had those fights in a long time. I mean, you can't compare Fury and Wilder with those fights. I mean, there's so many heavyweight fights that we can compare to. Even though it was an exciting fight, it wasn't a good fight as far as people being compared to each other. Spence and Bud, because of the pedigree, because of who they've beaten, this will go down in history as one of the best fights. And I guarantee you, the lead up to it will be awesome.
But see, I'm not. See, here's the part. For here, it's a big deal. But I'm not sure.
Oh, that nationally is big.
I don't know that to be true. I wish it was true because we've had such high levels of fights. UFC has taken over the hot fight business. And then, of course, you've got the whole Jake Paul thing that's muddied the water so much to what a great fight is. Right? Because hype is just hype now. Right? That we're able to sell anybody fighting if for the sake of it being a fight rather than being a good fight. Mm. Heavyweight division should be the marquee. That's not what it is. Normally, you could go up and down the weight classes and name the champions. You can't do that now.
No.
Like, boxing's lost this thing. Because you used to be able to go at any weight you knew from top to bottom all the way to heavyweight. You knew, like, the heavyweight champ, light heavyweight champ. We knew middleweight. We knew. Now you've got supers, you've got juniors, you've got all this stuff. You've got split titles sometimes in three per weight class. It's lost its way. Now my hope would be that Spence versus Crawford would unite people in the belief that you need to have unified champions. But instead, greed has taken over and you've split titles, which is split water, split weight, split responsibility. It's a huge step down now.
Yeah, but I think this can kind of resurrect boxing because you have two undisputed champions who are undefeated. I mean undefeated champions who we've been waiting for this for years. That it's the fact.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
That it's going to finally happen, man. I mean,
we did this.
We've got to get behind Bud Crawford. I'm talking about the state.
Well, the state will get behind. As a matter of fact, it should be held here in the state.
I agree.
But the reality is, outside of that, I'm not sure that it can get everything right. There's too much greed. There are too many people, business, big money folks, who want to be able to promote these things and move along. The reality is, there's no other major fight. Like Pacquiao, that ship has sailed. You missed the boat. That's a fight that should have happened. Matter of fact, it should have happened a couple of times.
Spence Crawford Memorial Stadium?
Like all that. Spence Crawford Memorial Stadium, but you got to find a time in the year when you can do it. Because
summer. You want to do it when it was hot?
Yeah, but I mean, what if it rains?
I would say there's a lot of factors that, I mean, you could cover specifically just the ring, but, you know, there's still a lot of factors you have to.
There are a lot of things, and again, there, you know, there's no direct flights in, enough direct flights.
You got a point there.
He talks about money also. I mean, a big part of that's going to be alcohol.
Well, you can do that if it's 90,000 people and it's an event outside of the purview of football. Mm-hmm. And this is not a football thing. This is a concert thing. This is another event. So alcohol sales, now, again, do you really want alcohol sales at a fight?
No, but from the money aspect of it, the people that get the money are going to want it.
They're going to want their cut of Budweiser money.
Exactly.
Or Miller Lite money or whatever.
Same thing with like the whole Garth Brooks thing.
I can see it happening in Vegas. You do it at a neutral site, and then you have the people come out. Some people think MGM. In New York on the East Coast, I don't think so. I think Vegas is the spot, just because of the magnitude of the fight.
Yeah,
where else would you have it? How about we do it at Vegas at the stadium in Vegas?
You could do it at Raider
Stadium.
That would be if we think that it carries that sort of cachet. And remember, you have to put it in a space where there is no UFC super fight going on at the same time.
Yeah, the only reason
you
why
also
I say
have
that
to do it when there's no Raider football game or practice or scrimmage, right? So that eliminates some of the schedule time that's available, right? Because you got to deal with that.
Jerry's World just
Vegas
had 50,000.
Yeah, that's the thing. But
that's in Dallas too.
Yeah, but are people more inclined to go to Dallas than they are to Vegas
for Spence? Spence is from Dallas, so
yeah, you don't want to do that.
You've got a lot of people.
Unless you're going to get all the money. Unless you're going to get all the money. Unless Bud's going to get all the money.
What does that purse look like?
Well, I mean, look, if you're Bud, it depends on what your game plan is. Is this your game plan to get rightfully paid as you should have been? Is this a dismount from the game? Is this you trying to get one of two? Like, to me, I'm planning this so that we get at least two fights out of it. Right? So you got to do it in short order, which means the fight and then a rematch. Pretty quickly, you can kind of negotiate between the two different places then before you set it all up. But, my goodness, this to me, Bud gets to choose. Spence needs Bud. Bud doesn't need Spence.
Yeah. All right, so we're running up against the clock. Let's bring in Tom.
Well, no, it's top of the hour. Let's get him.
Here, I can play the ID, and we can play the ID here.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.